This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up later on today's show, dealing with workplace stress. First, the Ohio River Paddle Fest takes place on Saturday, America's largest paddling trip. It has a new 9-mile course this year. It has a stand-up paddleboard race, live music, and tours of the mouths of the Licking River and Mill Creek. Outdoor Adventure Club is this year's Ohio River Fest Paddle Fest sponsor and beneficiary. And joining us for some history and a preview of this year's Paddle Fest are founder and executive director of Outdoor Adventure Clubs, Denny McFadden, and former director of Green Umbrella and executive director of Paddle Fest, Brewster Rhodes. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Brewster and Denny, good to see both of you this afternoon.
Nice to be here, as always.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Brewster, hard to believe this is the 15th year for Paddle Fest. How did the event get its start in the first place?
Well, Mark, you're right. It is pretty amazing. I'm just getting old, buddy, like you. But
Don't remind me.
As much as me. About 15 years ago, a friend of mine, we both had our kids in the same Cincinnati Public School, Sands Montessori, here in the West End. We were a parents' fundraiser, you know, for the school, and we were drinking beer, and we both paddled and said, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we got all our friends together and went on a paddling trip down the Ohio, and we set a date and put the word out. We got 99 RSVPs by email, and we decided to make it happen, and we had 300 people show up. So it's grown from there. And I think it's grown in part because people have a wonderful time doing something they wouldn't otherwise do on their own, which is paddle down the Ohio River. So we shut the river down to powerboat and barges, thanks to the Coast Guard being a wonderful partner with us. So we create an opportunity for playtime on the Ohio, and the word spreads. It's a wonderful experience.
So you had 99 people send you an RSVP.
That's right.
You actually had 300 people show up.
Yeah. Lazy RSVPers.
Right there, you should have known something. Yeah. How big has it become since that first
Well,
year?
We've had close to 2,000 people paddle in the past. I think we'll break that record this year. We have over 1,500 advanced reservations for the event, and we generally have 500-600 people show up on Friday night or Saturday morning who didn't already RSVP or register, actually. So I think we'll set a new record for this event. And as you mentioned, this is a great testament to all the people who work so hard on the event. It's become the largest paddling trip in America. There's no other event that has as many people paddle the same body of water the same time from point A to point B, and it's a great way to celebrate, promote, and protect the Ohio River, which is one of the things we're all trying to do.
Any idea how many different states this draws people from?
Well, we just got a couple of reservations in from Delaware, which put us over 20. So we're at 20, including Ohio, of course. So that's a lot of states to come to Cincinnati, and people are either camping with us on Friday night or staying in local hotels or motels. So we're bringing some money into the community as well. But as importantly, putting this region, Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati itself, on the map nationally as a center of excellence for outdoor recreation, especially paddle sports.
What makes this such a good fit for the Cincinnati area?
Well, you know, we actually boldly claimed about 5 years ago that Greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky is the recreational paddle sports capital of the United States. And we point to five major reasons. Number one, we have the largest paddling event in America. That's worth something. Number two, with Cincy Paddlers and the Tri-State Kayak Meetup Group, we have two of the largest paddling clubs in the entire country. Each of those organizations has about 2,600 members. It's huge compared to any other paddling clubs in the country. Three, we have five major rivers that run year-round, all of which can be paddled throughout the year. They're all within the metropolitan area, the Ohio, the Licking, the Little Miami, the Great Miami, and the Whitewater River, all within our region, less than 25 miles from Fountain Square. And you throw in the Mill Creek for good measure. No other metropolitan area has that many rivers you can paddle year-round. And in addition, we have more canoe liveries, that is businesses that make hopefully money renting canoes and kayaks on the local rivers, than any other metropolitan area in the country. That's pretty cool. So we're very proud of all that.
Yeah. And how big a deal? You mentioned closing down the river for the event. How big a deal is it to close it down? How much?
Well, it actually requires an order that's printed in the Federal Register because it's a national waterway, and so it has to go through the Army Corps of Engineers and the National Coast Guard operation. So it's a formal procedure to have it approved, and It's only two times a year that the river's shut, Riverfest and Paddlefest. And so we work wonderfully and very closely with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, a number of the safety forces on both sides of the river to ensure that we have safety on the river with EMS and fire department folks. It's just a wonderful collaboration among safety forces in this region.
Last year, you had to postpone the event because of high water on the Ohio River. And how are things looking for this year?
The river couldn't be more beautiful. It's unbelievable. It's at pool stage. The current's about 0.7, 0.8 miles an hour, a little bit less than a mile an hour. So it's going to be a beautiful paddle. You can see the shoreline. It's just gorgeous. And the day will be perfect. So we are really blessed this year.
Let's talk about the Outdoor Adventure Clubs of Greater Cincinnati, Denny. Your organization is going to benefit from the proceeds from Paddlefest. Tell us about the organization itself.
Okay. Mark, Outdoor Adventure Clubs of Greater Cincinnati is a group that I formed back in 2013 when I retired from the teaching profession of Cincinnati Public Schools. While teaching, mostly at Hughes High School, we would take our students on a team-building float every fall, about 100 kids down the Little Miami River in canoes and kayaks. And it was a chance for them to get to know us, for us to get to know them. It made for a much smoother school year. But along that float, I watched kids overcome a lot of fears, a lot of concerns about what was in the river. They were afraid of snakes and afraid of turtles and afraid of the alligators and sharks that I said were in the river. But more importantly, they overcame those fears. They became very proficient paddlers in that one river encounter. But more importantly, they helped each other downstream. If someone's boat was upside down and gear was floating away, they helped right that canoe, gather the gear, put them back on a straight and even keel. And that was really wonderful to see. So when I retired from teaching, I decided this would be a wonderful, wonderful retirement gig for me. So I started to look for a home for Outdoor Adventure Clubs, and that's when I met Brewster. And Brewster at that time was the executive director of Green Umbrella. So they became our first home, our first fiscal sponsor, if you will. And we started with three schools in Western Hills, Withrow, and Woodward, all Cincinnati Public High Schools. And in that first spring, we had over 500 kids go out for hiking, biking, and kayaking. And so that has grown now to almost 20 schools. We hope to be in 20 schools this fall, including Newport and Bellevue and Dayton, Kentucky, on the other side of the river. So we provide these outdoor opportunities for kids who might not otherwise have the opportunities to do these things. Perhaps they lack the transportation to get to the outdoor venues, or perhaps they lack the funds to actually go out and rent a bike or rent a canoe or kayak. And of course, we do all the fundraising throughout the year, so the kids pay absolutely nothing.
And how many kids have gone through the program at this point?
Well, we've provided over 5,000 outdoor experiences since we started back in 2013. We have clubs, as I mentioned, in 19 schools right now. We hope to be in 20, as I said, by the beginning of this new school year. We take out kids every Saturday during the school year, about 75 to 100 kids from four or five different high schools. We typically get out 300 to 400 kids each month. There are 9 trips during the school year. We're kayaking in September. We're biking in October. We're hiking the Cincinnati Nature Center in November, ice skating on Fountain Square in December. January, we go indoors for an indoor adventure at the UC Rec Center for rock climbing and basketball and volleyball and Zumba and yoga and swimming. February, we're skiing and snowboarding at Perfect North, and then we repeat our hiking, biking, and kayaking in March, April, May at a different venue so the kids have a chance to experience some different trails and different waterways in the spring.
And tell me about the goal that you're trying to reach.
Well, our goal has always been 10,000 kids on 10,000 outdoor experiences, and so we're just a little bit beyond halfway, and our goal is to get there just as quickly as we can.
Yeah, how transformational is this for the kids?
Well, I think it's very transformational. We see kids that not only overcome a lot of fear and anxiety about the paddle or the hike or the skiing and snowboarding, but more importantly, we see them develop a sense of confidence that I like to think will be there not just for this hike or this bike trip or this kayaking trip, but in all aspects of their lives. So as we've done this now for 5 years, and we've seen kids come through our program and graduate and go on to college and go on to their post-high school careers, it's really rewarding to think that we had a little bit of something to do with that.
That really does have to make you feel very, very good, Denny.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Let's talk some more about PaddleFest. So this is an event, doesn't matter if you're a novice or an experienced paddler?
Right, Mark. We have people who paddle once a year during PaddleFest and others who paddle, you know, weekly and enjoy being in PaddleFest because it's challenging and it's fun. And so we do have also, they're all rented out currently, about 400 canoes and kayaks that we make available through our website for people who want to paddle who don't have their own boat. So we're opening up the experience to folks who aren't day in and day out canoers or kayakers. So we're introducing a lot of people to the sport, of course, to the Ohio River. So yeah, you have to be able to paddle 9 miles. I mean, it's not like you can be a total slug, right?
Okay.
So you have to, you know, be able to do that trip without being pushed down the river by a powerboat, which isn't going
to
happen.
But you don't necessarily have to be someone who has a lot of experience.
Of time to do it. There's 3 to 4 hour time frame for you to do that 9 mile trip, and you're helped by the current a bit as well.
Now, you have a new route this year.
We have a new route we're really excited about. Historically, we've gone from Coney Island to the public landing downtown, which was a wonderful experience and trip. But this year, we decided to shake it up a little bit. 15th anniversary, try an opportunity to reinvent the event. So we are starting at the Cincinnati Recreation Commission's Schmidt Recreation Complex in the East End on the Ohio, obviously, where they have a ball field and boat ramp. And people then paddle about 4.5 miles downtown to the Covington Landing right by where the Mike Fink used to be, right in front of the suspension bridge. And the city of Covington wonderfully is sponsoring that halfway celebration, we call it. We have a band there, refreshments, and opportunity to look at the flood wall, murals, et cetera. And they also have an opportunity to show off to the public, to our paddlers, the park that they have plans for, which would be a canoe and kayak put in and take out as well, open to the general public throughout the region, right there on the Ohio. So Covington's rocking it. And then we have a really fun opportunity for people to paddle for the first time ever in PaddleFest up the Mill Creek, just 0.2 miles to the barrier dam at MSD that holds back the Ohio when the Ohio floods. And it's like a tour of Cincinnati's infrastructure history because you go under 6 bridges and then there's the barrier dam. It's just fascinating. It's a very short trip and it's really cool. It's almost like a haunted house by paddling a haunted house because you go under these arches and it's kind of neat.
Well, how cool to get to see some of these bridges perspective.
It's so cool. And then people make their way down to the takeout, which is about 4 miles downstream from the Paul Brown Stadium. It's the Cincinnati Recreation Commission's Riverside Park, a beautiful facility, very natural, a lot of grass and trees, and that's where we have our Finish Line Festival, where we have a band and lots of vendors and food trucks and good craft beer from Taft's Ale House, our beer sponsor down there. And then we shuttle people back up to their vehicles where they started up at Schmidt Field, unless they pre-park their vehicles downtown, at the Riverside Park early in the morning and took the early shuttle back up to the start. So it's a long description of a really fun event.
You sound like you're excited about this.
Look, it's the funnest day of the year. It's like one of the few days I don't paddle because, you know, I'm wired up to communication systems with the Coast Guard and others. There's nothing that's more exciting to me than to look out and see 1,300 or 1,400 multicolored canoes and kayaks all over the Ohio River, people just having the time of their life. And then especially when they get off the river saying, I had no idea the Ohio was so beautiful and so clean. I thought it was dirty and dangerous, but this has changed my perceptions of the river, and it makes people want to do more stewardship. What can I do to help? How can I sign up to do cleanups and to deal with watershed management issues? So we're helping to grow the next generation of environmental stewards by helping them experience something they never would have done without PaddleFest being there, especially for the kids.
We will continue our conversation about PaddleFest, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and joining us with a preview of this year's Ohio River Paddle Fest are founder and executive director of Outdoor Adventure Clubs, Denny McFadden, and former director of Green Umbrella and executive director of Paddle Fest, Brewster Rhodes. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Brewster, there's a stand-up paddleboard race this year. Tell me about
that. Well,
this
will be the fifth year. We've had the stand-up paddleboard race for the last 4 years. This is our fifth year, but this will be by far the largest.
I always see people doing that and think that looks like such a neat thing to do.
It looks like you're walking on the water, because essentially you are, and you get a great view from standing up versus sitting down in a kayak. So we'll probably have at least 50 people participating, which is twice what we've had in the past, and it's a shorter route. You go right down to from the start at Schmidt Recreation Complex to the Suspension Bridge in Covington, and it's a sight to watch. And I would encourage people, if they're not paddling, to come on down and watch the event from one of the many vantage points, whether it's Suspension Bridge or the Purple People Bridge or Smale Riverfront Park or the Bellevue Park, or of course the Covington Landing right there. It's going to be wonderful.
Now, you were talking about the Finish Line Festival.
Yes.
What about pre-party events, pre-events?
Yes. Well, we have a paddler's party for a cause the night before. That is this coming Friday night from 4 to 9 at the Schmidt Recreation Complex. It's a chance for paddlers to drop their boats off and finish their registration, but also to enjoy wonderful craft beer and food trucks. And we have a silent auction and a great outdoor equipment raffle, which Denny can describe in a quick second. But it's open to the general public. The parking is free. We have wonderful bands, and it'll be a gas. And I should just also mention before I forget that we couldn't do this without the support of wonderful sponsors. And the St. Elizabeth's Healthcare, the largest healthcare organization in Northern Kentucky, of course, has been wonderful. And they're really working hard to promote their wellness program throughout the entire region. We also have Subaru. We have Green Acres Foundation, the Cincinnati Recreation Commission. These are the folks plus many others who helped make this event possible and help us to raise money that then supports the year-round work of the Outdoor Adventure Club program of Greater Cincinnati.
And I'd like to mention, too, that Green Acres Foundation this year has given us a sponsorship that allows us to take as many as 70 of the Outdoor Adventure Club kids on Paddle Fest for free at no charge. And again, that gives the kids a chance to experience another body of water right here in their backyard. So we're looking forward to getting those kids on the water on Saturday morning as well.
And Brewster mentioned the raffle.
Yeah, as we said earlier, the kids pay absolutely nothing for participating in the Outdoor Adventure Clubs during the year. So we have any number of different fundraisers. Oftentimes, they're monthly fundraisers at different watering holes. The restaurants give us a wonderful arrangement where we get a percentage of their food and beverage. And we always have a raffle at each of those monthly venues. For the Paddle Fest raffle, however, we've reached out to our partners at REI, Road Rivers and Trails, Benchmark, Dick's Sporting Goods, Bass Pro, and Reeser Bikes down in Northern Kentucky. And they have given us this amazing package for two people that is worth over $3,000 at retail. So we're going to be giving away, as one large grand prize, two sit-on-top kayaks from Jackson Kayak, and from Loveland Canoe and Kayak have donated those. Two amazing mountain bikes from Reeser Bicycles. We have a tent, two sleeping bags, two sleeping pads, two camp chairs from REI. And then we also have a wonderful backpacking kit, two backpacks, two brand new pair of boots, each valued at $150, and hiking socks. All that's coming from Road Rivers and Trails in Milford. So it's a wonderful package, and the raffle tickets are $5 a piece, 3 for $10. The raffle will be ongoing at the Friday night paddlers party, also at the Saturday Finish Line Festival. But your listeners are welcome to also purchase raffle tickets online by going to our website, outdooradventureclubs.org. And for each $5 donation, we will receive a ticket, or 3 for $10. And those names and numbers will be dropped in the hopper with everybody else. And the drawing will take place around 1:30 on Saturday for this amazing package of outdoor gear.
Brewster, 15 years ago when you started this, did you ever have any idea that this would reach the scope that it's reached?
No, not really. But, you know, it's not surprising. We have a beautiful river. We have so many people enjoy the outdoors. And there's a real movement in Greater Cincinnati to make us a center of recreational, outdoor recreational excellence. So there are a lot of people who want to get more kids, more adults outside, and have us be recognized nationally as a place where if you live here, you're outside a lot and have a lot of fun.
And Denny, do you see kids that are exposed to outdoor adventures? Do they learn to really appreciate the outdoors and develop a love of getting outdoors?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that makes outdoor adventure clubs different from many other organizations that get kids outside, although all of them are wonderful, and getting any kid outside anytime is a great thing to do. But we pride ourselves in that we give kids multiple opportunities during the year to routinely interact with the outdoors. We have students that have been with us literally for 3 or 4 years, and they've been out on over 30 or 40 outings with us during that time. So, yeah, they really do appreciate the beauty of nature, and sort of indirectly, without preaching a lot, they also come to realize that they are the next generation of stewards for the outdoors. So we do a number of conservation types of efforts as well, where the kids have a chance to give back. We're picking up debris when we're hiking and when we're paddling. We're doing some clearing of invasive species with some other organizations in town. So the kids have an opportunity to do that as well.
And Denny has also done an amazing job in connecting kids to summer job opportunities with Cincinnati Parks, and next year with Great Parks of Hamilton County, and with other organizations that help kids make some money, get some work experience, build a resume, but also start thinking of themselves as having a career in outdoor recreation or natural resources management. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Let's talk with Jenny in Linwood. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, should people bring water with them, or ID, or what kind of things do they need to bring if they're going to get on the river?
So what advice?
Our friend Jenny giving us a call. Thank you, Jenny. This is important. I'm glad you raised it. We are always concerned about people having enough water when it's obviously a hot day, so they don't dehydrate while they're paddling. So people ought to bring plenty of water with them. We can have water refills available at the start, at the halfway stop, and of course at the end. Make sure you bring sunscreen. You wear sunscreen. You wear a hat. You wear shoes. And life jackets are absolutely required. We don't let anybody on the river without a life jacket properly worn. So I really appreciate your call, Jenny. Thank you.
Are there age limits? Do you have to be a certain age?
Actually, we do have a cutoff that we worked out with the Coast Guard. Children must be 4 years of age or older, and regardless of their age, just like adults, they have to have a Coast Guard approved and properly fitting life jacket.
And what about people who just want to watch? What advice do you have
for
them?
Well, as I say, there'll be more people actually watching us from the shoreline than participating, and that's a lot already. So, yeah, there's wonderful spots, as I mentioned, the Bellevue, the park in Bellevue, the Purple People Bridge, the Suspension Bridge, the Covington Landing, Smale Riverfront Park, Newport and the Levee. Come on down. Bring your camera, because this is like floating eye candy. I mean, it's just fantastic. I keep thinking the Contemporary Arts Center ought to be a sponsor, because we're doing floating performance art. It's great.
Well, Denny and Brewster, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having us.
Grateful.
Founder and executive director of Outdoor Adventure Clubs, Denny McFadden, and the former director of Green Umbrella and executive director of Paddle Fest, Brewster Rhodes. Coming up, we'll look at the effects of workplace stress and how to manage it. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.